back to another episode of the Red Room Podcast, man. New week, new content. Y'all know how I do, man. Red Room Podcast. First off, appreciate everybody who tune in week to week and listen in, man. Like, share, subscribe. Make sure y'all spread the word about the podcast. Also, man, big ups to my boys Jake and Tyler on their respective podcasts, man. Hound Infinity Podcast and Stash House Podcast, man. Y'all make sure y'all give them some big ups. Like, share, subscribe their content as well, man. Like their YouTube, so they just got up with their clips, man. Big things coming from them as well, dog. Man, we got a dope episode for y'all this week, bro. Like, been watching a bunch of football and shit. I ain't gonna speak much on that because, you know, this ain't the actual platform for that, man. You know, we talk about music and shit. But on this episode, I actually had a lot of stuff that I was gonna talk about, so I had to revamp due to these two albums dropping, you know, like they did. We're going to talk about that Drake and the Certified Lover Boy. And we're going to talk about that man Kanye. He dropped that Donda. So, shit, it's going to be a dope episode, man. So, you know, stay tuned. All right, y'all. So, shit, I've been doing good, bro. Everything been going gravy this way. Been putting in a lot of work, you know, doing all kind of stuff, bro. So, y'all stay tuned for stuff in the future. Also, man, I got some congrats to give out, man. My boy Mike Marshall, he got married recently over this past weekend, man. Congrats to him and his beautiful bride. Who else? My boy B. Wash got engaged. My boy B. Wash from goddamn, sorry, y'all. My boy B. Wash from his podcast, man. Goddamn Out of Hand Podcast, he recently got engaged. Shout out to him. And again, I'm going to go ahead and say it, bro. Shouts out to my brother, my ace, my boy, my nigga Steven, man. He got engaged a couple of weeks ago to his beautiful bride, to be Laura. So, man, give it up for them, bro. You know, it's love and ass shit, man. You love to see it, bro. Black love, black love. But hopping into this music, bro. So, I ain't know which word I was going to talk about any of this music in, bro. But I'm going to just dive straight into it, dog. Like, I'm going to start off by talking about this Drake album, Certified Lover Boy. Drake finally gave us his project, man. Finally, after 8 months, it was 8 months late, but we finally got Certified Lover Boy. Man, Drake understood the assignment for what we needed in the climate with some music right now, bro. This album, it go in, bro. And I know it's wild coming from me because I didn't have my feelings about Drake over the years, man. But despite that, I can say he always does deliver quality content. Like, the album hit, though. You know, I got to give it to him. The album hit. It's giving me real 2016 energy, man. I like the fact that Drake got all these, what the hell y'all been up to, where the fuck y'all been at, what y'all been working on, ass artists on this album, bro. Like, for real, man, he got Future on two songs. One of them was some Thug and Future. He got Travis Scott, Lil Baby, Wayne, Ross, Project Pat, Dirt. Not to mention, bro, people finally catching on to that man, Leon Thomas, man. And they finally giving him his recognition because he got some writing credits on the album, too. So, you know, just right there, that's a full lineup. You know what I'm saying? Like, before you even listen to the music, because we saw the set list and the feature list and all the, you know, people that was going to be on the album regardless first. But like I said, man, earlier songs, like, shit, back to back, going in from the intro on this album, man, Champagne Poetry was that deal. It started off with, like, a mix of old hip-hop, you know, some of that old-school sampling. Like, it kind of reminded me of Nothing Was the Same, for real, at the beginning, with that little mix with the sampling and stuff like that. Just old-school sampling, and the production-wise, man, it was great. That song he got, In Too Deep, which is the other one with Future, the one that don't got Thug on it. Man, he showed love to UGK and Houston, man, with that mix of Get Throwed on the first half of that song. That was lit. That was fire. This album, real deal, it just gave me the energy, man. Made me want to drink some, have some fun, you know, pre-gaming vibes. It had some real energy on it, man. Like, it just seemed like he had fun with this album. Like, looking at the way, like, especially looking at the way some of the songs are, bro. They just upbeat, happy, fun songs, like, on some, hey, man, the energy good, the energy been live. Like, the energy, this album don't match how this year done been. I'll just say that, bro, because everybody been inside, ain't been able to do what they want to. But this album right here is, like, some prime we ain't been on lockdown for like 2 years type of music. And that Too Sexy song, man, I like that too. Like, I real deal like the way they took like the whitest of the white songs you could think of. But they flipped that bitch though. They flipped that whole man. Even the video hard. Like, first off, the video, when I saw it, was all over the place. You know what I'm saying? It was Drake. It was Drake and them, man. They were all appearing as, you know, as cameos and well-known blockbuster movies and videos. Kawhi Leonard, bro, he was in that bitch just vibing. And what I'm going to remember about this video heavy, bro, this is what I remember about this video heavy. That man, Kawhi Leonard, bro, like, what really made an impression on me was that Boyz II Men video part. What was the name of that song, man? When they were in the desert, the Boyz II Men. Water Runs Dry. That video was funny as hell, bro. Because like the whole, it's just funny seeing Drake, Future, Kawhi Leonard, and Young Thug doing Boyz II Men choreography, bro. That wasn't what I expected. You know what I'm saying, for the video when I first heard this song. But all in all, man, like, the quality for this album is great. Like, I really love this album, man. This, it got Drake. It got rapping Drake, singing Drake, crying Drake. I got Trap Friends Drake, just to even it all out, man. And even, like, the promotion, the way he promoted the album and, you know, had the rollout and everything for this album, man, I really liked it. Like, a lot more than I liked what Kanye did for Donda. But Drake, man, he real deal went to the respective cities of all the feature artists that he had, you know what I'm saying, to they cities, and put on a billboard, hey, we got y'all artists, man. We got y'all artists here. We got the biggest boss on, or they put down in Miami, bro. He put on a billboard. We got the biggest boss on now, CLB. So I just felt like that was fire, bro. You know, people got all the pictures of all the billboards. And, you know, of course, that video, that, you know, that went viral. So I liked the way he promoted for that album, man. You know, it was real simple. But then again, it had, a big impact because everybody was like, oh, shit, you got all these niggas on here, bitch, bro. Project Pat, Tennessee, rapping out that bitch. So that's fire, bro. I like the rollout. I like what he did for that. Big ups to him on that one right there. But all in all, man, I thoroughly enjoyed this album. I have seen a few mixed reviews. Like, I never thought me, of all people, would be giving Drake praise like this, especially only after a few listens of a project from him, man. Because back in the day, I ain't gonna lie, like, I fuck with Drake, but I ain't. I fuck with Drake heavy. I fuck with him because everybody else fuck with him. Like, I ain't have no choice but to listen to Drake. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't a big fanboy about Drake. But, you know, I fuck with Drake heavy now. And I don't know, bro. Like I said, I was never the one, you know. I ain't think I was gonna give him praise like this after only a few listens to his project. Maybe I'm blinded by the feature artist who I ain't heard shit from in a minute, or for some other odd reason, man. But either way, I thoroughly enjoyed the album. I truly, truly, thoroughly enjoyed the album, man. Alright. Here we go. That man Kanye West, man. Ye dropped Donda. He dropped Donda, man, last week. And I listened to it. Like, when I first heard it, bro, like, when I first saw it, I was like, yeah, I'm not finna listen to all this right now, bro. So I took my time with it. And this is what I got for y'all, bro. Kanye gave us his 10th studio album, Donda, named after his late mother. Big ups there, man. Gotta represent Ma Dukes. She was a huge inspiration in his life, and he let everybody know that every time, man. Now, a while back, I said that if it ain't that pink polo, yay, then I wasn't interested in it for real. But I was gonna listen to it anyway, cause it's yay, like I always do. I really wasn't in a rush to hear it for real, cause I didn't know what I was gonna get. But it released on a Sunday, like I told y'all. And at first glance, I put it on the back burner anyway, man, and said, shit, I'll eventually get to it. But when I saw it had, when I saw it had 27 songs, dog. So I gave it a rough go through on Monday at work. Shit, you know, I was driving and shit. Then I got back to it throughout the week. And The album, man, it got great features. It featured Lil Baby, The Baby, Jay-Z, Playboi Carti, The Weeknd, Baby Keem, Travis Scott, Dirt, Thug, Don Toliver, Kid Cudi, goddamn Conway, shit, Lox, Jay Electronica, West Side Gun. You know, it was all over the place, man. It featured everybody. And the production and everything was all there, man. It was a beautiful album. Instrumentation, musically, executed perfectly in that aspect, man. Beat selection, musicality, was all there. But this just ain't the edit I had wanted, man. And before I start, I'm going to just say that these are just my opinions. It ain't like the album was trash in there, man. It was just an okay listen for me. Like, not great, but like, not bad. If you're looking for College Dropout, Graduation, or Late Registration, Life of Pablo, or My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, yay, then this may not be the one for you, man. I'm going to just let you know that I'll talk right now. If you ain't already heard the album, or if you still, you know, piecing your way through it, because it is a long album. Matter of fact, man, if you ain't like his last album, Jesus Is King, then this ain't the album for you, man. Like, shit, it's a church-driven, clean Christian album with some rappers and some great quality production. Like, that's exactly what this album is, man. And I get it. I do. Especially because it's, you know, it's for his mama. Like I said, this project is for some, not all, because I think Ye fans, like, the base is already split down the middle, man. It's already split down the middle with hopes of some old Ye and people who happy for, you know, the progress that he done made and the place that he in his life right now, man. And I'm happy for bruh. Like, if this is the artist that he want to be, don't get me wrong. Some folks really love this project and the growth that Kanye from where he used to be. It's amazing, man. It's amazing as a person and artist. But as a fan leaning more towards the old Ye, this is where I'm at, man. After all the buildup, publicity and promotion and time Ye put into this album, man's rented out Mercedes-Benz Stadium to record, live in, have all his, you know, had it as a venue for listening parties, that he sold select amounts of tickets and shit too. Then on top of that, man, he moved venues to Chicago, built his childhood home to live in, and finished the album, you know what I'm saying? And to have his last listening party there, like, I'm not gonna say, like, it was just a bunch of effort put into this, man. It was a lot of effort. And I don't blame Ye. Shit, if I was a billionaire, I'd be doing stupid shit like this too, nigga. Like, shit, building a house in a stadium because I can, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, man, like, I'm not going to say that all the time and everything that he did that he put into this album don't reflect to it, man. But like, I ain't going to say it don't reflect the efforts and shit. But this album won personally what I expected for all the effort, bro. Like, Ye didn't even have the best verse on this album to me. Like, I'm going to straight up say it, man. I say The Baby or Jay Electronica did, personally. Then, on top of that, he left off a song with 3 stacks that would have easily been my favorite song, man, when I heard it. And the best song on the album, easily would have been the best song on the album for me. And he left off a song that with Chris Brown on it, too. And, shit, man, that was almost better than a lot of the songs that was on the two, man. Why he didn't include these 2 songs, I don't know. But hell, the album already 2 hours long, so another 6 minutes wouldn't even made a difference, bro. So I don't know what the hell he had going on now, but he dropped the ball with that one. I wanted this to be like old Ye so bad that I was a little bit let down, but I should have known for real, when he was still on this weird ass shit, you know, with the masks, not showing his face and still just doing weird Kardashian Kanye shit. In regards to the making of this album, man. And I get it. I get it. I completely get it, man. This ain't what some people want to hear. But, like, people who think they got the project fully diagnosed and know every detail about the album, what everything meant song by song down to the last lyric. Like, I get y'all in a whole different mindset, bro. I get diagnosing albums. Believe me, it's what I do. You know what I'm saying? I listen to music, diagnose it, get it together, find out new shit all the time. But an album to this extent, man, like if I got to diagnose an album to an extent that you can't fully enjoy it for real, but like anything that ain't understood by the second or third listen, if you need that many listens to like try to, you know, get to a point or prove something, anything that you find out after those initial listens, bro. Like, shit, it's just a fun fact, bro. It's just a fun fact at that point. Anything that you diagnose and find out after that, it's simply a fun fact. I say that. Like, the intro, when it was saying Donda over and over, man, apparently that was put in sync with his mom's last heartbeats before she had passed. And when you find out stuff like that, of course it adds on to the album, man, in a different way. And it's dope that he incorporated it, you know, certain stuff like that to that extent, man, especially something so personal to him, is real dope. But all up, like, the first listen, bro, all you hear is Donda being repeated. And the second and third listen, all you hear is Donda being repeated. And it go back to exactly what I was saying, bro. Any info that you find out after listening to the album a few times is just a fun fact, man. Because that's exactly what it was when I found out that was his mom's heartbeat. I was like, oh, that's fire. You know what I'm saying? I kept on moving about my fucking day. Then the album is 27 songs long, man. And you got info like a heartbeat hidden in the intro. You know what I'm saying? I honestly ain't got the time to figure out hidden shit from 26 other songs that I ain't get from, like, I ain't got time to be diagnosing shit like that, bro, especially if I don't get it the first or second listen. Like, ain't nobody got the time for that, man. It's like first, second, or third listen, hell, even a few times, man, the album just too long for all that. But all in all, I did listen to the album. Yes, I will be playing certain songs again. Yes, will I listen to this album in its entirety again? Probably not, unless I'm on a road trip or something like that. But even then, bro, I'm going to be skipping around. Like, that's just where I'm at on this album, bro. It was a dope album, but I feel like it was just executed. It was executed all the wrong way, man. Like, it was way too much for all the effort that he put into this album. It was way too many features. The album was too long, man. And it was a lot, bro. It was a fucking lot. And it was another album, the song that I told y'all, you know, he left off three stacks. That song with three stacks, man. Drake was the one who leaked that diss. And supposedly it was a diss towards Jake Drake. That was what that track with Andre 3000 was. And, you know, it's an argument going around that he didn't want to spark no beef with that line about Drake. And that's why I was left off the album and stuff like that. But Drake the one who leaked the song in the first place, man. So what the fuck? But then again, they say that Ye diss, that, you know, Drake dissing Ye. Drake was dissing Ye at the beginning of his song 7 a.m. on Bridal Path. So when he was talking all this shit, man, Drake was talking some shit on that 7 a.m. for Bridal Path. And by the way, that man Tyler was right, man. Tyler was right when he said what he said. Drake don't miss on any of them, none of them damn 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7. He don't miss on none of them damn songs. All them bitches be riding. But anyway, man, Drake, you know, all the shit he was talking on that song was supposedly targeted towards Ye. So maybe Drake was on some light skin shit, like, hey, well, I put out my song and it was talking shit about you and I'm not taking it off the album. So Drake was probably like, shit, I'm gonna just leak your shit when you was talking about me. But, you know, ain't no telling, bro. Ain't no telling. Ain't no fucking telling. And then you got your superficial people who got both of these artists figured out, man. Like, they claim they got both of these albums completely figured out. Drake and Kanye. With Drake, it really ain't that much to fucking figure out. He got some weird shit going on with the album art. And he talking about being a good father and yada yada yada. It's a couple of rumors and shit circulating how he probably got multiple baby mamas or some shit. Who fucking knows, bro? Like I said, if we find out some shit like that, it'll be a fun fact. And it's Drake, so it'll be a fun fact plus a lot of goddamn controversy, because that shit'll be funny either way. So I'm here for it. But let me go back to the people who think they got this whole album passed out, that whole album figured out, bro, both of them. If you such a fan, the when you hear an album that probably ain't all that, man, and you go, you straight up be like, oh, man, this right here, you know what I'm saying? It's instant classic, bro. This is instant classic right here, bro. This already album of the year, man. The album ain't been out for like 2 minutes, bro. The album been out for 2 minutes, and you already saying it's album of the year. It's a classic. Like, first off, man, it ain't, like, people drop the, oh, man, it's a classic all the time. But truth be told, it really ain't that many fucking classics out there in the grand scheme of things, man. When y'all think about how much music is actually dropped every year, it ain't that many fucking classics out there. I'm going to just put that up there off top. And y'all want to straight up claim that both, that one of the, some people say both of these albums are instant classics. But y'all want to claim that they're instant classics, instant albums of the year. First off, to the album of the year, man, y'all forget all the music that actually did come out this year, man. Like, y'all forget that Tyler, the Creator dropped a damn good-ass album, bro. Like, Call Me If You Get Lost, my nigga. Like, and you mean to tell me Call Me If You Got Lost is, like, not up to par with these two albums right here? I really think it's better than both of these albums. Shit, I got fucking Isaiah Rashad album over these two albums, me personally. And not to even mention, man, the people that ain't even dropped yet. Like Kendrick, Half a Dreamville, Ross, Gunna, Thug, Spillage Village, and Earth Gang, man. Like, ain't no, the year ain't even out yet, bro. The year is not out. So for people to claim that the album is album of the year like that, bro, for one, I ain't heard a quality album. I've heard albums that are in the running for album of the year, but, you know, they might not, they, you know, I don't know what the fuck the else I may have to compare it to, like, straight up. So that's, y'all need to take a step back, really listen to this album, listen to all the albums, man, think about what you say before you say it, because everything ain't a classic, and it might not be album of the year. Like, somebody can come out with some shit tomorrow that'll put Tyler, the Creator shit to shame. Probably not to shame, but it'll probably be better. You know what I'm saying? Like, people can do that. Like, it might not happen, in my opinion. But, it could happen, bro. You got to be optimistic about shit like that. So, I just had to get that off my chest, bro. Stop calling shit an instant classic or album of the year 2 minutes after the goddamn album to drop, man. You need to listen to it good, so. Yeah, but all in all, man, these were two good albums that had dropped. Donda, I meant every word I said about that album, man. It's an I album. It's an I album. It's beautiful. It's dope. Got a bunch of great songs. I'm glad he made it to his mom, bro. If I was in his position to make an album about my mama, that bitch would probably be 27 songs long, too. So, you know, it's that. Certified Lover Boy, man, you know, Drake did what he do, so I really can't complain, man. Two great albums had dropped this past weekend, so, yeah. Thank you for tuning in to another week of the Red Room Podcast, man. As always, you are much appreciated. You can follow us on our official Instagram @_TheRedRoomPodcast or on our official Facebook page, man. Just type in The Red Room Podcast. As always, bro, we practicing positive vibes out here. Good people, good music, good vibes, bro. Protect your mental and stay safe out here, y'all. Tune in next week.